We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The switch is on.
The switch is on.
To Star 94.1. The Jeff and Jen Show.
A little segment that we like to do from time to time called There's Comfort in Numbers. We're going to take your phone calls, help Kelly Cheese feel a little bit better here in just a second. So if you're on hold, hang on. And if you want to participate, the number is 404-741-9400.
Yeah, and before I forget, y'all buy your Jingle Jam tickets today. It's on Sunday, this Sunday fun day, December 4th. We got James Bay, ex-ambassadors, Charlie Puth, and Train. It's going to be so much fun. Hop on star941atlanta.com. Use the code UPGRADE. You can save $40 on your ticket, and you can come party with us.
All right. So Kelly Cheese followed up a story that we told earlier about somebody who didn't know the difference between a travel visa and a Visa credit card.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I did.
Actually, you know, before we even get to yours, okay. let's grab Janice. Hey, Janice.
Good morning.
Now, this happened to you when you were in fifth grade.
Yes.
All right. Tell your story, because it kind of ties into the one that started all of this.
Okay. So yeah, I was in about fifth grade, and my mom had a friend that traveled, and she had just gotten back from, I think, Africa. And I asked my mom why she didn't stay very long, because she's usually gone for weeks at a time. And my mom said that her visa ran out. So I asked why she didn't get a MasterCard.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So that's how I learned there's a difference.
But let the record show you were in fifth grade.
Yeah, you're
when
like
that,
10.
When that happened.
Okay. Yeah, I was about 11. So.
Okay. And then Kelly Cheese followed that up talking about getting saved.
Yep. I got invited to church and I'd never been. And the girl was like, oh, you've never been saved? And I said, yeah, no, I almost drowned in a pond and my brother pulled me out and saved me. And that's when I learned the difference between Jesus saving people and your family saving you.
And your brother, Matt. Tara, welcome to the show.
Hello.
All right, there's comfort in numbers. Let's make everybody feel better. What happened to you?
I can't believe I'm admitting this on the radio, but I recently learned that the Washington Redskins are, in fact, from D.C. and not from Washington State. My cousin was at a game. The Vikings and Redskins game, and I was curious as to why he had checked in Maryland. And then it occurred to me, because every other NFL team is based on the city that they're in and not the state. Oh, my God.
But see, if you don't follow sports, that's, you know, that could be an easy mix-up.
Yeah, but I do. I'm like an avid Dallas fan. I watch all the games. Like, that's the problem here.
Well, comfort in numbers. We got you back.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
Jeff and Lilburn, welcome to the show.
Hey.
What happened to you?
When I was like 16, I found out Hanukkah and Christmas were not the same thing.
Oh. Did you think that Hanukkah was just like the Hebrew word for Christmas or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh. Just like different terminology for the holiday.
How did you find out?
Well, I grew up with like their brothers, but they were Jewish.
Yep.
And they basically always told me that Hanukkah and Christmas were the same thing. That was just the Jewish Christmas. And so I never thought about it. And just like one day at school, somebody said something. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm so big. They're like, what are you doing for Hanukkah or something? I was like, yeah, I'm going to my mom's for Christmas. And they're like, no, I thought you were Jewish. Yeah, this whole thing.
Yeah.
it was bad.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff.
Especially if you're Jewish and you don't know that.
Merry Hanukkah. Ashley is calling out her boyfriend. Do you want to use his name, Ashley, or are we going to keep him anonymous?
I'll keep him anonymous because he listens to you guys in the morning.
Awesome. Well, tell him thank you.
So we were talking. We're talking about cars, and I'm more knowledgeable about cars than him, which is kind of sad, but it happens. He didn't know the difference between an SUV and a sedan. He thought it was a brand of car.
Oh, he didn't know that.
So He thought like the Toyota sedan was the same as like a Toyota Corolla.
I'm guessing, yeah. Or I didn't really ask if I just walked away and I was like, give me a moment.
You're like, it's just too dumb right now. I can't even acknowledge this.
I was like, I love you, but you need to learn something about cars.
At least he didn't pronounce them like, I didn't know the difference between a sedan and a sub.
Oh, God. Pronouncing it as a word. Sub, SUV.
All right, Cynthia.
Good morning.
What do you got?
I had a coworker one time tell me that she doesn't pay taxes because she gets a refund every year. And I asked her how much they withheld that year, and she said $5,000. I said, how much was your refund? She said $500. I said, you paid $4,500 of taxes.
Oh, you ruined it for her.
She had no idea. Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine going your whole life like that, though. You would never hate tax season at that point because you just don't know any better.
Yeah, I don't pay taxes. You got to be careful who you say that around, too.
Yeah.
All right, Nikki, I think you'll be the last call, and then we'll continue this conversation on our Facebook page. What do you got?
All right. About 2 years ago, the restaurant I work at, one of the girls that I work with, we were discussing Christmas and reindeer, and she had informed me that she just found out that reindeer were real because they did that live watch the reindeer thing. And I was just in shock. And all I could say was, they don't fly, though.
You do know
she
this.
She was 25 years old, and she had no idea that reindeer existed.
And I love the fact that you have to clarify whether or not they fly. That's perfect.
Well, I'm 25 years old. If you don't know reindeer exists, you might want to clarify a few things.
So. Next up on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Lessa, everybody's heart.
Yes, there are comfort in numbers, though. I feel a lot better.
Feel free to share yours on our Facebook page. We'd love to keep the conversation going.
Work doesn't feel like work when you have a great soundtrack. Turn us on when you get to work and get 10 songs in a row every hour on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.